Amen. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Shall we rise up for a word of prayer? Commit yourself unto the Lord. As His word is coming, that we will be blessed. In the name of the Lord Jesus, commit yourself unto the hands of the Lord. He ministers unto you, unto your hearts. Father, we are ready. Speak your word. Your children are ready to hear. Take the stage, take dominion over the atmosphere. May the heavens be open, Lord. Release your angels to this auditorium. And let everything that you, God, you want to be done today be done. We arrest evil spirits right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. We pray, O God. Your will stands today, and your blessings be released unto your children. We give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise. In the name of the Lord Jesus, amen. Shall we be seated? And the theme, no, I say, know the signs of the end time. Know the signs of the end time. Know the signs of the end time. Man said I'm prepared not to be here, but Yankopon Bekasa. Amen. When you look at the kingdom of God, there is a Bible now. All the time, when we read our Bible, we should find three things in the Bible: the promises of God, the principles of God, and the prophecies in it. Today, I want to focus on the prophecies in the Bible. In the kingdom of God, the reason why I like talking about the kingdom of God is because that's what Jesus brought. He brought the kingdom, the gospel of the kingdom, unto us. And everything that happens, the preaching and everything, happens in the kingdom of God. So if you are saved, you are part of the kingdom. Amen. The Lord didn't want to hide anything from His people. So He makes us aware of what will come to pass. So we move from fear to having faith in Him alone. Amen. He revealed the secrets to His prophet Daniel. The first reading, Daniel chapter 12, verse 1 through 3. Said, at that time, Michael shall stand up. Why Michael? Because Michael is the prince that watches over Israel. Every nation in this world have a guardian angel. The nation America has a guardian angel. The counties of America, or the states, has their angels. It comes down to individuals. We have our angels. Amen. So, and also every state or every country has a demon released onto that nation. And it takes believers to let angels act on our behalf. Amen. Set over the sons of your people, and there shall be a time of trouble. A time of trouble. As Christians, there'll be a time of trouble. Such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book, what book? Revelation chapter 21, verse 27, talks about the Lamb's book of life. the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah. He said there will be trouble. There will be trouble on this land. He's talking to Christians, believers, those who have taken the Lord Jesus as their Lord and personal Savior. So whose name are in the Book of Life? Let's look at Hebrews chapter 10, verse 11 to 25, the second Bible reading. It says, and every priest stands ministering daily and offering repeatedly the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God, right hand of authority, from that time waiting till his enemies are made his footstool. For by one offering he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. But the Holy Spirit also witnessed to us, for after he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts. We have set Jesus into our hearts. And in their minds, I will write them. We have his word in our mind. Then he adds, their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. If I accept Jesus Christ as Lord and personal Savior, all the old things passes away. You have a new thing. The Lord writes your name in the book of life. You have a new life. The old things done is wiped away. He doesn't remember anything. Amen. Now, where there is remission of these, there is no longer an offering for sin. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Amen. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. It's not only confession of sins, but we also confess Jesus as Lord. Amen. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exalting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. I'm trying to read everything so we get to where we are going. Amen. So Daniel has given a prophecy saying that said people who have found the book of life that will pass through this. So if there's anyone here who has never accepted Jesus Christ as the Lord and personal Savior, it's about time. The book of Hebrews helps us to get to know where we can be in Christ's kingdom. Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. So where we'll be going, you will understand certain things about why we need to be saved before we experience what is about to come. Amen. The main message is based on the third reading. Mark chapter 13. Mark chapter 13, verse 1 to 8. I read from verse 3. Now, as he sat on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign when all these things will be fulfilled? And Jesus answering them began to say, take heed that no one deceives you. Take heed, believers, that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name. Who are the many? They could be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, or gospel musicians. Many. We don't know. But he said many. For many will come in my name, saying I am he. Not that they are saying that I am Christ, but saying that, yes, indeed, Jesus is he. You preach the gospel to you. So how will you know if the person is from God or not from God? And will deceive many. But when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be troubled, for such things must happen. But the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. Not nations, nation and kingdom. And there will be earthquakes in various places, and there will be famines and troubles. The trouble Daniel mentioned is also mentioned here. These are the beginnings of sorrows, but watch out for yourselves, for they will deliver you up to councils, and you'll be beaten in the synagogue. Are you still a Christian? Yeah. Verse 9 says, but watch out for yourself, for they will deliver you up to councils, and you'll be beaten in the synagogues. You'll be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony to them, and the gospel must first be preached to all the nations. So when will the end come? Matthew 24, verse 14, Jesus said, when the gospel of the kingdom has been preached to all the world, that's when the end will come. I want to focus on this area of portion of the Bible saying that there will be false prophets, false evangelists, false Christs. And for this thing, for believers to be able to stand through the tribulation. Okay, I want to make this, then I believe in a tribulation before rapture. The tribulation that you go through is the final test for God to test his saints to see whether we still believe in him. Then afterwards, the rapture. So for believers to be able to go through this tribulation, believers need to be united. Amen. In heaven, there is no Presby. There is no Pentecost. There is no Catholic Church. We are all believers. Amen. It's about time we have to be united and get to know ourselves to agree that indeed we are one, but not divided. A man of God once says, God nominated us, but we denominated ourselves. We are nominated by God, but we differentiated ourselves based on callings and other stuff. It's about time. If this tribulation, we're able to stand and defend God or defend our faith in God, we need to be united. Because when the Israelites were coming from Egypt, the things that happened in there, God provided certain things for them during that time. The Israelites had 12 tribes. If everyone had their focus on different things, they wouldn't have come together as Israel to come out from Egypt. As believers too, we need to be united. The focus of Presbyterian Church may be different from the focus of Pentecost, but we are all the same. I'll use this pulpit as an example. Anyone viewing from here, if I ask you to describe the pulpit, how will you describe it? Based on what you are seeing, right? Those people here only describe what they see. So what you see to you may be the total, the fullness of the pulpit. But that's not it. So you saying it's like this way, the other saying it's like the other way, the other one standing behind will also describe different things. they are not telling a false thing. They're all telling the truth. But you making it as if that you are the only one who knows the totality of it, it doesn't make sense, right? So one thing we have to do, this one here have to agree with this one, that indeed we are standing at this side to view. I understand where you are coming from. So I agree with you. And the person standing here have to agree. So Pentecost, Presby, and everyone, we need to agree on certain things and stand as one believer or one people for this tribulation that is about to come, for us to be able to stand as one, then we need to be united. Forget about every differences. Everyone is called to reveal a certain truth about God, and we need to understand. If you don't know about certain things, we need to learn. One will be a teacher, and the other will be a student. When the time to reveal what Presbyterian Church is about, these people will be students to hear what you have to say. Amen. He said, false prophets will come. False apostles will come. When Jesus was saying this thing, he knew what he would do after that. When he departed, he released gifts onto his body, onto the body of Christ, onto the disciples. He released gifts. He gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers, pastors. They are genuine people in our days. They are genuine prophets in our days. They are genuine apostles in our days. And they are fake ones within us. So how will you identify them? How will you identify a false prophet in our days? We keep on hearing, beware of false prophets. Beware of false prophets. But no one has given us how we can differentiate between the false and the genuine. So how will we be able to identify them? Is it someone who prophesies and comes to pass becomes a genuine prophet or what? How will we know? We don't have any teachings about who a genuine prophet is, because we think, as some people think, that prophets in the Bible are the only genuine prophets. We have no other prophets in our days. God still exists. God gave us the Word and He gave us the Holy Spirit. And this time we have the Holy Spirit in us. Presbyterian Church, we have the Holy Spirit in us. God is birthing prophets and apostles in our midst. Whether you are a lady or a man, God has no respecter of persons. He has His people in our midst. Amen. Are you part of them? Decide for yourself. God is calling you into a special ministry. Amen. So how do you get to know? Let me make this scenario. A prophet comes here and gave word of knowledge about you, saying about where you come from and everything is correct. And he tells you something. How will you know that it's his mind or is the mind of God? The only difference between a false prophet and a genuine prophet is the word of God. Giving prophecies or giving revelations, Buddhists can see the realms of the spirit. Malams can see the realms of the spirit. So anyone can access the realms of the spirit. But the only difference is what is God saying to you, what you have revealed. So the word of God coming makes the difference. In the days of Paul, we had someone speaking the truth, but with an evil spirit. There are some prophets in our days, like Balaam. They have the prophetic grace. They have everything. But maybe money, the love of money, is what the person driving the person from away from God. In our days, we need to be aware of these things. Some people are called to be genuine, but one way or the other, they diverted. So we should know how we judge these ones. If you judge wrongly, you have yourself to be blamed. Because everything that comes, there's a consequences that follows. Hallelujah. In our days, you might judge an immature prophet to be a false prophet. That's not right. Because the gift is there. We have the gifts, but how we grow in it becomes a problem. In the Bible, if we base on a prophet is someone who prophesies and comes to pass, then there are certain things in the Bible that prophets prophesied but did not come to pass. The Lord told Abraham that your descendants shall be slaves in a foreign land for 400 years. It took 430 years. Is God a false God? No. Between when the prophecy came and when it fulfilled, something has to be done. If you don't know, we don't know. Something needs to be done. There are many things that the church needs to know, because God wants a prophetic church. He wants his people to hear his voice. He wants his people to know his ways. He wants his people to know everything, so that when the times come, you will not be tossed to and fro with anything of fake doctrines. You're able to see behind the scene what is there. You see someone doing something, you can go behind what spirit is operating from this person. It takes God to help us to get to that area. And God is releasing that gift onto his church now in the name of the Lord Jesus. God is recruiting prophets. He needed yielded vessels. Yielded vessels. He cannot force himself onto us unless we give ourselves to him. They are prophets, they are apostles among us. You may think that we may be of age and we are above 60, above 50. The Lord might not have a ministry for us. It is written, you too have your giftings. The Lord still uses old men and old women. Amen. He uses everyone. The Lord still, you may think, as long as you are still alive, God can still use you. Amen. So we have to be aware of all these signs. We live in a nation where at first we uphold the scriptures. The word of God was like a foundation of the country. This is the case that we've diverted from the word of God. We want to please our own selves, bringing laws, something which God hates. We think it's normal. We have to wake up and see these are the signs of this end time. We allow an abomination that even God brought judgment to a nation. We think it's normal. It's not normal. These are the signs. They make laws that becomes difficult to proclaim who your God is. These are the signs. We've seen all the signs. People being manipulated by the devil because of money to cause diseases. Because of money, these are the signs. These are the signs. We've seen them. So what can we do? Let's get into the word of God. Study the word of God and act upon it. I heard of a story about the Christian in China, how they were able to stand for many years. When they went to church, because they knew what would come to pass, a family would be given a book of the Bible, they memorized the scriptures. Because when the time came, when they were burning Bibles, they were prepared before that time. They read the entire Bible. A family or a person read the whole chapter. When the pastor stands to preach, he mentioned the scripture, the person stands to read everything. This about time we need to do the same thing. We need to read the Bibles. You may think that your Bible is on your phone or your tablet. Remember, anytime you check on Google, try to check under, you see location. Your email and your location, they can track you. When the time comes, they will track to see what thing you are using. Get the Bible. Buy a Bible. Buy your own Bible. Put them in your homes. When the time comes, you will find your Bible to read. We live in the end times. We have many signs around us, but we think it's normal. That's how the devil operates. Make everything normal. We need to repent from all these things and wake up. Let us awaken from our sleep, from our slumber. God is speaking to us today. Hallelujah. We need to repent from all these things. Me, myself, and I, we need to repent. When are we able to make the decision that I deny myself, I forget about myself? Someone needs salvation. Someone is suffering. Someone is in the pit. You stand at the pulpit. Pulpit means pulling someone from the pit. So you pulling someone from the pit. You don't need this to preach the gospel. The whole world is a pulpit unto us. We need to preach the gospel of the kingdom to souls at work, wherever we find ourselves. You see someone committing a sin which does not lead to death, you have to let the person know. The book of John talks about it. A sin that does not lead to death. Anyone you see prophetically or any way, you need to pull the person from that pit. You see the person, he thinks he knows everything, but knowing everything in the world, you only know what the devil has programmed in the world. You have to get the knowledge that surpasses this world, the knowledge of God that created the universe. He said, the Spirit of the Lord will teach you into all truths, truth about everything, truth about your work, truth about money, truth about wisdom, truth about everything. You need to stand, build ourselves, and help others, so that when the time of tribulation comes, we all will know, be together to build ourselves, that we know that there's a great thing ahead of us, that Jesus will be coming for his church, and we all will be one to receive him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hope you are learning something. And I believe God is speaking to you. God may have given you a ministry you've ignored for a long time. So, oh God, another time, until he causes something to hurt you. That's where you go, oh God, okay, I'll do it. As ordained it, Jesus brought obedience. So we must follow his obedience. Amen. You've been hearing the voice of God. You think maybe your mind, God is talking to you. It's about time you arise. Prepare yourself. Take your Bibles and move on to where God is sending you. God is speaking to us, not to you alone. He's speaking to me too. And before God sends someone, there's a difference between being called and being sent. You be called, you are called, but are you sent? Between being called and being sent is a time of preparation. I'm called, but I'm not sent. I'm being prepared for the great task. You are called in the areas that you belong. It's not only preaching the gospel alone, but where God has positioned you, you be diligent and stand in faith. God will use you as that ambassador, kingdom ambassador in that area to bring glory to him alone. Amen. Because of time, I'll end here. Shall we rise up? The Lord has spoken to us all. I am part. I've gotten my portion. I believe you too have gotten your portion. Where do you fall short? Where do you fall short? The signs are available to us. But what can we do? What can we do to help us stand till the end? The Bible says anyone who is able to stand to the end shall be saved. Is there anything that we are short of? Let's ask God. He alone has everything. He knows everything. He knows everything in this world. He knows you. He predestined everything before the foundation of the world. He knows you. Speak to him. If there's anything that you've done that you've ignored his calling, all you've done, ask God to forgive you and to help you, strengthen you to do his will alone in the name of the Lord Jesus. And ask God for fire. John the Baptist says, Jesus comes in to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Pray to God that he should baptize you with his fire in this end times, that you do his bidding alone in the name of the Lord Jesus. Baptize you with his fire. Baptize you with his fire. And I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, your children have heard of your word. We are blessed of it. We pray, oh God, except you help us, we can't do anything. We pray for your mercy upon us. Forgive us of all our disobedience. And we pray, we yield to you that you use us to be kingdom ambassadors in wherever you've positioned us. Oh God, let your will be done in our hearts. We pray you baptize us with your fire, that you release the gifts for what you've prepared before the foundation of the world to do your work in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now I speak as the Lord is raising apostles, the end time apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors and teachers, song ministers in our days to prepare his second coming. May the Lord let this happen in our church too, happen in our lives too, happen in the lives of our families in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we give you glory. Father, we adore you. Father, we exalt you. For indeed you reign from eternity to eternity. You alone are God. And indeed, your kingdom will stand in our world. We bless your name. We pray, O God, that anyone having any challenge we pray, meet their need in the name of the Lord Jesus. Help them, help the weak, strengthen the strong in the name of the Lord Jesus. We bless your name and we give you glory. Hallelujah. Amen.